You're listening to Raising Voices on CKUA. On Saturday, March the 31st, Edmonton's Richard Eaton Singers will be presenting Felix Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah. Now, they'll be accompanied by the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. The concert takes place at 7:30 on March the 31st at Edmonton's Winspear Centre, and tickets can be purchased online at winspearcentre.com. Now, the Richard Eaton Singers have been conducted since 1981 by their conductor, Dr. Leonard Ratzlaff. And this year, Dr. Ratzlaff is retiring from his position as the director of the choir. And Dr. Ratzlaff joins me by phone right now from Edmonton. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ratzlaff.
Good evening. Thank you. It's nice to be able to speak to you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, it's been 42 years, according to my math, that you've been conducting the choir, and now you're retiring from your position as music director of the choir. What thoughts go through your mind as you are retiring?
Oh, my. Well, it's a mixed set of emotions, I'll put it that way, I guess. I've had so many wonderful experiences of working with the Eaton Singers over the years, from performing a lot of the major choral orchestral works here in Edmonton, and especially since the opening of the Windspear 25 years ago, one of the best halls, I think, in North America. Mm-hmm. We've been so fortunate, and I've been so lucky to be able to work with the choir in that environment with the some of the best players that I can imagine we can have, with the ESO as well as the Alberta Baroque Ensemble. So it's been a terrific experience working with them. And so I look back with lots of pride and yeah, some regrets, you know, but life goes on, and I think there are some marvelous opportunities going forward with the choir, and I'm just really delighted that it's going to be carrying on with my successor, Timothy Schantz.
Now, I'm going to ask you this. Now, if there was one highlight from your entire time with the choir, what do you think it would be? If you could think of one highlight that particularly stands out.
Yes, well, oh gosh, that's a tough one. But you know, I think I would probably want to choose from amongst. I'll just state three works that have meant so much to me over the years. The Britain War Requiem, which I was fortunate to be able to conduct in the year 2000 in the Windspear, and the Beethoven Missa Solemnis about 11 years ago now, one of the all-time great works that Beethoven wrote, of course. But I think the work that has meant the most to me personally over many years has been the Matthäus Passion, or the St. Matthew Passion of J.S. Bach, which we've had the good fortune to do three times in the time that I've been here in Edmonton. So I'm really a wonderful piece to be able to do. I should also say Elijah has been a fantastic opportunity for me too. It's one of the great works, but you know, it's hard to choose, put it that way, Orest.
Well, I think you did a great job. Now, speaking of Elijah, excellent segue. So the Richard Eaton Singers, as I mentioned, are presenting Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah. Now, that's on March 31st. Tell us about this piece.
Yes, well, I would say that it probably is ranks as, you know, along with Messiah, is the favorite work that the Eaton Singers, as singers, perform. And we've had the good fortune to do it five times in the history of the choir, three of which I've been able to conduct. And the singers keep saying, when are we going to do Elijah again? And so this seemed to be the right year for that. And it's just such a dramatic and fulfilling work for the chorus. They have several roles that they perform in the piece. Mendelssohn, I think, was very influenced by the music of J.S. Bach, which he, of course, was had a significant part in resurrecting in the 1820s and 30s. And so he uses a lot of the same techniques for chorus that he used, that was used by Bach in the Passions of Bach, where they not only represent you know, the dramatic action of being the crowd in the you know, in the trial of Jesus and the crucifixion, but also commenting on the action through the use of larger choral pieces as well as chorales and so on. And Mendelssohn does the same with his work. He makes the choir really come alive dramatically in the scene where the choir sings the parts of the prophets of Baal. And, of course, they meet their demise at the hands of the Lord in First Kings. Mendelssohn has really taken that scene and made the most of it with the chorus. But then they also have lots of opportunities to comment on the action that the soloists are performing. And so, you know, it's a very good mix of things, very lyrical moments in it. One of the most famous movements, of course, is He Watching Over Israel, which is from the second part of Elijah, at a moment when Elijah is really quite down and depressed with his life. And so there's a lot of reassurance in choruses like that. So it's just a really wonderful opportunity for the chorus to express itself in many different ways.
I've been speaking with Dr. Ratzlaff, who's now retiring from his position as music director of the Richard Eaton Singers, a post he's held since 1981. And we've been speaking about the presentation of Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah, and that will be conducted by Timothy Shantz of the Richard Eaton Singers. That's happening on March the 31st, 7:30 p.m. at Edmonton's Winspear Center. Well, Dr. Ratzlaff, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Best wishes on your retirement, and thanks again for being with us.
Thank you. What a great pleasure to speak with you, and thanks so much for your support.
Likewise, a pleasure to speak with you. So let's listen to a little bit of Felix Mendelssohn's work. We're going to hear the opening recitative sung by Elijah, and that will be followed by an overture and the opening chorus and duet. This is from a recording featuring soprano Rosalind Plowright, Linda Finney, contralto, Willard White, the bass, and they're joined by the London Symphony Chorus and the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Richard Hickox. The opening sections of the oratorio Elijah by Felix Mendelssohn.
Shall
The opening of the oratorio Elijah, written by Felix Mendelssohn, featuring soprano Rosalind Plowright, contralto Linda Finney, bass Willard White, and the London Symphony Chorus and London Symphony Orchestra, all conducted by Richard Hickox. And that's a taste of the what you're going to hear when you go to the Richard Eaton Singer's presentation of that very oratorio. It takes place on Saturday, March the 31st, just a little bit less than 2 weeks from today, and the choir will be accompanied by the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. The concert starts at 7:30, takes place at Edmonton's Winspear Centre, and tickets can be purchased online at winspearcentre.com. You're listening to Raising Voices on CKUA.